Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. We're joined by our head of news, our co-host, the award-winning Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth.
Yep, I'm here. I'm here too.
Seth is here too.
Head of production. I won an award.
Head of sound, award-winning Seth Habeck. But all of this pales in comparison to our three-time champion, the greatest in weather in all the state, our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Hey, Britt.
It's going to be a good week, you guys.
Yeah, it is.
We from now on will only be introducing Brittany this way. We're going to use up. Now, unfortunately, we are going to be using up a good 2 minutes of her normal weather time. So we just need temps now, Brittany, from you. That's all we can do. No. Congrats, Brittany.
Thank you so much. And you guys, too. You crushed it. We all did. We did a fantastic job. I mean, we put hard work in every day, with or without awards. I mean, we are just amazing as a team. Honestly, we are. And I think Mother Nature is going to congratulate the state of Wisconsin for us.
Nice. God, I love a good segue. Oh, that's good.
Right? It's got this big old omega block, huge high-pressure system that's going to sit over us for the entire week. This means nothing but sunshine. Don't forget your sunglasses and get ready for some spring weather, because we're going to be in the upper 60s to low 70s for most of the week. And really, the warmest day is going to be tomorrow. We're going to be near 80 degrees.
Whoa.
All right. Take it.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that. All right. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate it. And again, congratulations. Well earned and deserved, Brittany. Couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Have a good morning. We'll talk later. Appreciate Brittany. And congrats to her.
Yes. And you know what James says? After every time, you know, she hangs up and everything, best in the business. Now we have proof.
Yes.
She is the best in the business.
Been telling you.
Yeah, that's right.
Triple awards.
Yep.
We'll get into that in a moment here, everybody. But we want to let you know that with the next 2 hours, we've got you locked and loaded and ready to go. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We'll be talking also about Cinco de Mayo. Got some fun things about that to get into. Mm-hmm. We will also get into a couple of other ones. I've got, let's see here. The Vatican will announce the next pope and how they're going to do that. That's kind of interesting.
Oh, okay.
Want to get into that, too.
All right.
We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour, the way 10 o'clock hour, the way we like to around here on a Monday, with the Kitchens Open with Beth Habhager.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Beth will be joining us a little bit later. Mm-hmm. After that, we'll get into some entertainment news, talk some local theater around the whole area, and of course, we have to get into the top baby names hated by grandparents.
That one sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I know what they are.
We'll be getting into all of that, and we're going to talk WBAs in a moment. But Melissa, I did want to just congratulate you and the cast and crew of a great first weekend of Noises Off. How did it go?
Oh, my goodness. They did so fantastic. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
Like, every single rehearsal this week, I really just sat through with a giant smile on my face. I couldn't stop smiling. They're doing so fantastic. And the audiences love it. They absolutely love it. There's, like, this low rumble of giggling or laughing through almost the entire show.
Oh, wow. Isn't that a great feel?
That's so cool.
That's great.
It is. Nice. It is so great.
That's fantastic. And there are three more chances to check out this show, everybody, coming up this weekend. They'll kick things off on Thursday. They got a Thursday and Friday show, 7 o'clock, and then things will wrap up this Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee.
That's right.
Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. We'll be talking more about this throughout the week and building up to it. But again, congratulations to everybody with a great first weekend. Nice work, everybody.
Nice work, everyone.
And to Melissa, to Laura, to Ashley, representing us, our two stations around here at the WBAs that went on this Saturday, and doing double duty, Laura and Melissa.
Like rushing from their performance to get down there,
Laura performed. I sat in the back and watched and did my makeup. So, you know, I had it easy. Laura really worked her tail off.
That's right.
Shout out to Laura in that way. And we appreciate that so much, because, you know, it was important to us to certainly have representation for our stations around here, mm-hmm. and to be there. Now, mm-hmm. I know that the night went well. Let's go ahead and talk about the wins. But first off, again, congratulations not just to Brittany, but all of our civic media brothers and sisters and mm-hmm. Stations out there. We are well represented at the WBAs for a second year in a row for a young mm-hmm. company that is trying to do things a lot differently. That means a lot. A big shout out to everybody. I hope Sage was smiling the whole night. He deserves it.
Right.
This all started with him, and a big thank you to him, to everybody that works so hard at this job.
Yep.
And yes, I mean the people and names that you know and you've seen, but I'm really talking about the people that you have no idea who work at Civic Media.
Right.
That you've never heard their names because they do such a good job. You know, all of that. I
yep.
greatly appreciate every one of you, whether we're talking about engineers or sales team people, mm-hmm. Or so many of our
producers.
Producers and web designers and so
yes.
much. We are doing things and we're trying so hard to do some different stuff around here, and our audiences around up and down the state have supported what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Sponsors have supported what we're doing up and down.
Yep.
All of this happens because of all of these moving pieces. There is no one leader in all of this. It is a team effort.
100%. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we wouldn't be here without our listeners. So
that's
for
right.
all of
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So, Seth, I want to go over with, and I only said Seth because I'm looking at him. Sorry, Melissa.
It's all good.
No, she can take she can take some time off, right?
It's good. Yeah, right?
Actually, she might need it. You know, I mean, it was a long
I know
weekend.
I was off all last week, but man, it wasn't
Does it
really
feel
a vacation.
Like it?
No, it doesn't.
I can only imagine it doesn't.
Except I didn't have to put up with Seth.
See, that's a vacation in and of itself right there. Yes, indeed. So, right, we're going to right off the bat, we want to congratulate, of course, Melissa Kay mm-hmm. for winning second year in a row Best Radio Show. Yes, indeed. For Community Stories Junior, which is so cool.
I'm so happy that one won.
We are all so excited. It was so good.
Which my baby.
Which specific episode was it, Melissa?
It was the second episode and the interview with Benjamin Peters, the technology teacher at Nakusa Middle School and High School.
Very
and,
cool.
And the interviews with the students.
Very cool. Go check that out, everybody, that mm-hmm. award-winning episode, along with all the other great episodes of Community Stories mm-hmm. and Community Stories Junior.
Okay. And hopefully at some point we'll be able to bring it back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll see how that works out. Yeah, coming up.
You can find that and all these shows at civicmedia.us and mm-hmm. WFHR.com.
That's indeed right. So the other one that WFHR took first place, actually first and second place in, mm-hmm. was for Best Specialty Programming. The second place was the Elf Call Center we did last Christmas. Woo-hoo. And the first place was the Halloween special we did last Yay! Halloween. Yeah. So
congratulations, Seth. You worked so hard on that.
Well, I was telling James today, I said the thing I liked the most about it is that we all participated in the mm-hmm. Halloween special. We all picked stories or poems, and everyone, even Pam, it was involved in that one, which was really made me happy and excited about mm-hmm. that. So yeah, it was great. I'm going to do a shout out to Beth, who was the original idea to do something for that. And then
awesome.
That's where we got from there. So
See what we can come up with as a team.
I'm telling you.
It makes my heart so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Piggybacking off of that, agreed, Melissa. Well said. This may go, who knows what's going to happen in the future. You never know or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
This award itself may go down as my favorite because of that, Seth, because mm-hmm. everybody had a fingerprint on that one. And
right.
It really is the true essence of what we do around here as a team.
Yes, indeed. So those are our two first place finishes. Let's go through where we finished on some of the other ones that we had. Out there, we had a third place finish for Best Promotional Announcement, Best Not Miss, one of my all-time favorites. I love that one.
Yeah.
So we had a second place finish for Best Public Service Announcement. That was Melissa's The Santa Claus,
mm-hmm.
Along with Santa and Mrs. Claus and their elves. That was all included in that one.
Which Mr. Jingles.
Mr. Jingles as well. We had a second place finish in Best Humorous Commercial or Underwriting Announcement with El Cafe, one, the traffic jam
so
one.
Good. Yes, Laura and I were so disappointed at that one.
Disappointed we didn't do that one, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's okay. It did still win second place.
It did. So these are all really cool. We had a lot of second places actually this year. And the last two I want to really highlight, we had second place finish in Best Online Breaking News Coverage for the election last fall.
Congratulations, you guys.
And we got a second place finish for Best Election Coverage, period, for all the local election coverage we had last fall. not only the presidential, but all the local races and stuff. No one else did what we did. Mm-hmm. In this area to keep voters informed. And I'm the most proud of what the team did with that, with James. All the interviews he did.
James and Laura really, really spearheaded those.
So they really did. All the articles online and in a newsletter. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was great. Full coverage of local elections. And I'm really very proud we got to finish second on that one. So
different than last year. We were moved into from a small to a medium market. Right. So the competition was a little bit heavier this year.
It was.
And I think one other thing I would really like to note, and I hope that I can word this the right way, there's no other stations like ours that were in the nominations or in the finalists or anything like that. You take your most stations out there that you listen to on a day-to-day basis. They have producers. They have each show has its own producer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even each host has its own producer along with a show producer. You have people that are doing a lot of these things. Here, every person you hear on these airwaves is also doing those jobs.
Yes.
Along with people working behind the scenes that you may not even know. Mm-hmm. Well, by now you know them. But with Laura.
Because we're both behind and in front of the microphone.
We're a pretty small team.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. And so this is all, you really do know the people that are working here. And you run into us in town and you see us. We understand that there's been some changes around here and everything, but we are still here after 80 plus years doing local radio right here from Wisconsin Rapids. We're proud of that. We're thankful for it. We're able to do it thanks to all of you out there and our sponsors. And when it comes to things like this, this is our opportunity to not pat ourselves on the back, pat our community on the back. Everybody, I encourage everybody. I don't care if you listen to us for 5 minutes a day, pat yourself on the back because you're a part of this.
It's true.
Yes, you are absolutely a part of this station as much as we are, everybody.
Yep.
A big credit to this town, to this area, to Central Wisconsin for sponsoring and supporting these stations.
100%. Well said.
And I will say that I want to win more next year. And
the bar, we want to keep that bar high, man.
All this has done is light a fire under me to completely dominate next year. A big credit to everybody. Thanks to and certainly to the Wisconsin Broadcast Association.
Yes.
Been around a long time doing this. It's a reputable and a respectable organization that we appreciate very much being a small part of.
Yes, indeed.
We got the El Cafe birthday and time to get back to our job.
Let's get back to work, everybody.
We got support local. That's what we're doing when we come back. El Cafe is sponsoring our birthday and anniversary club. It's coming up right after this. It's time, everybody, for the El Cafe birthday and anniversary. I'm just trying to even things out. The excitement of this way. Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of excitement going on with this song. So I'm just trying to even things out. I don't want to jump in too heavy, too crazy.
Want some complete contrast.
Yeah. It's time for the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club.
Yay.
Stop it.
We are so excited to be back, hanging out together again. We got Melissa back with us. We missed you, Mel. It's so much fun. We just talked
to be back.
We just talked to Pam. I haven't talked to Pam all
week. Pam is back.
Week.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Loving it.
I love this. We're so excited to do our favorite part of the show, really, celebrating all of you out there. Our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. One of our chances to get to talk about not only you out there, but our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today. Treat yourself. When they open their doors tomorrow, that is. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They'll be back open for the week tomorrow, so you got today to plan out what you want to eat tomorrow.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Yes, do it.
They have so much good food over
there.
They do.
Get to elcafewi.com and bookmark their webpage if you'd like, and be sure to follow them on Facebook, everybody. Buy local, support local. Support our great friends at El Cafe. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us at info@wfhr.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well, and you can call up.
That's right. That number is 715-424-2600.
Feel free to join the conversation, everybody. We love live birthdays and anniversaries.
We do.
And, of course, we have a great list today. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Ooh, two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my oldest, Bria Hoyt.
Oh, happy birthday, Bria.
Bria.
Congratulations, Bria, on your first birthday as a new mom.
Yes.
Congratulations on that one. Congratulations to you and your Matt and your family and everything. Bria, I told her this morning, she is a real self-made woman. She's a real self-made human being. She is a published artist. She is a number of different things, especially just in the creative world, let alone as a human being. Mm-hmm. And all of it really from the ground up. Like, she's done herself. She is really built on her own. And she'd be the first one to tell you that this person or that person, no, I'm putting the focus on her. She has done so many incredible things and done all of this with a true heart of an angel, just an incredible human being that I am fortunate to have anything to do with. Love you, Bree. Hope you have a fantastic day. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a look at our local celebrities here on our list. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday. Excuse me, everybody. I got emotional there. I apologize.
Take a moment.
That's what live radio does. Now, see, if we had recorded this, I could have just cut that.
You could have just cut that out. Why would you do that, though? Yeah.
I'm getting all...
he's getting verklempt.
I'm getting a little verklempt over here. You know what? Why don't you guys take a topic? The Panama Canal is not a Panama in Panama or canal. Discuss.
Huh? Anyway, all right.
Deb Elft. We want to wish happy birthday to Deb Elft.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Enjoy your day, Deb. We wish you the best of days. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yep.
And our qualifier today, Judy Neiman.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Judy, we wish you a great day. Enjoy. Yes. Hope it's a good one for you. And thank you so much to whoever got us these birthdays. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
What are these B celebrities? Who are these people you're sharing your birthdays with, our local celebrities? Who are they sharing with here? Well, you're sharing your birthday with Adele, is 37 today.
Oh, wow. Only 37.
Incredible singer-songwriter. And yes. Yeah, Melissa, that threw me a little bit because it feels like she's already had a whole career.
I mean, she started 18, I think, is when she first really exploded on the scene. Yeah.
And others could speak to this way better than I could, but the little bit that I know of singing and even in music in general in a pop career, at 30, like your mid-30s to late 30s and early 40s, that is considered oftentimes a prime. Mm-hmm. Look at like certain artists like Cher or Madonna. Or certain artists like that. So you can make an argument. We haven't even seen the best of Adele yet.
I know. That's really, really remarkable.
Yeah. That's really saying something. It's different now. It all changes over time and stuff, and you don't see some pop artists. I keep waiting for Christina Aguilera to do music. Like, she's incredible. Why did she stop doing music?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have to or if you don't have a calling to it, I get it. But, you know, there's also, it's one of those acts, as we're seeing with Lady Gaga and everything right now. You could take years off, and if you're good at it, your fans are still going to be there.
Right, exactly.
Whether Adele takes some time off or not, she's gotten, you know, nothing but a ceiling ahead for her.
It's incredible. Cool. Well, and she's got to protect her, you know, her instrument. She's had taken a few breaks musically for a while.
She
damaged her vocal cords with so much performing. So you've got to protect your instrument and take those time off.
As hard as she worked to get to this point, and another one of these people who is self-made, in many ways, didn't have necessarily the connection or anything like that that got her to where she
is. Just her talent, right?
Just that voice. Mm-hmm. And one of the most recent true overnight sensations. Like it felt like it was overnight that you didn't know about Adele, but then the very next day into this moment right now, almost
everybody knew how to say the name Adele.
Yeah, right.
That's wild.
In the United States.
Yeah, that's wild. And I don't know necessarily that she might have done it with the assistance. I don't know that she did it with social media. I think, again, this is just about her and her talent.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as you hear her voice, you're like, I need to hear more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing.
Let's see here. The great Clark Duke is 40. Great character actor. The kid from Hot Tub Time Machine, he's really good. One of the more well-rounded actors, I think, that is out there right now that has not gotten a chance to truly show that yet, and some of the greatest quads in all of the game, Henry Cavill is 42. Gerard, Gerard, The Witcher. He's Sherlock in E.L. Holmes, and of course was Superman in the DC universe. You're going to be seeing a lot of Henry Cavill coming up because he is working very hard on a Warhammer project right now. They're talking.
Wow,
there is so much talk in the industry under the wire right now about this franchise that is coming up. Now it could also be another Golden Compass. They had four movies lined up for that. They only made one
that didn't quite go anywhere.
But when you put his name to something, it changes the game. I got to say, too, the most recently he had a movie on the it was a World War II movie come out. It has a very long title. I can't think of it right now. His best acting. I love his performance in the movie itself. I've watched it twice already, and it just came out like a year ago. And it's why I say that this guy, you may like him, you may think he's good. You haven't even seen what he can do. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen what he can do.
Right. Very exciting.
He is a good actor, mm-hmm. and has a lot more range than he's been able to show, I think.
Okay.
It's the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Thank you, Melissa. Oh, I don't do this often, but if you're going to see a movie, everybody, I think that's one to see. That's cool. Some great performances. And it's a based on a real story, a one that doesn't get talked about a lot.
It's true.
Oh, he was in The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, that's right.
He was.
Oh, he was really good in that too.
Wow.
Yeah, he's good.
He's very young.
He's darn near underrated. I don't want to say that. I throw that around too much, I think. But
he was Montague.
Yep.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. He's so good. Let's see here. The great Kurt Loder is 80, MTV News legend.
Oh, that's right. One of the original VJs. Yes, he was.
It was a very, very dark day for me in 1996 when I was just watching I used to watch Kurt Loder before I went to school in the morning.
Okay.
And catch the news as my mom was watching Good Morning America. I was watching MTV and Kurt Loder. And he announced that the band Living Color was breaking up over artistic differences. And I can remember what I had on that day. I had a White Sox t-shirt on. I remember that like it was nuts.
Isn't it funny how that some of that stuff just
sticks with you?
But in all seriousness, he was the guy that broke a lot of news to people.
That's true.
He also broke the passing of Kurt Cobain and other things to our whole generation. Mm-hmm. We kind of look at it lightly back in the day, but now when I look back at it, I'm like, they were really trying with that. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. they really were trying to be what actually The Daily Show and some other stuff kind of turned into in some ways.
Right.
Not the same thing, but a little bit of a tease of that, a preview of that sort.
There you go.
For so long, news was delivered in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And all the respect in the world to Walter Cronkite and the greats. We're not here without them.
Right.
Is it about you or is it about the news?
Right.
And it really shifted to that of, hey, we've got to get this information to people. How do we do it? Let's just figure out how.
Right.
It doesn't matter who the messenger is or any of that or anything. Let's just make sure that people are getting this information and being informed. And then, of course, that's all the news is now.
Now.
It's all about, there's no more bridge. It's now, okay, we got to get to your home. Mm-hmm. It's got to be fast food. It's got to be DoorDash. Mm-hmm. News has got to be that now.
Right.
And we're adapting.
Yep.
Jonathan Rhys Davies is 81. Gimli in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh. Salah in the Indiana Jones films.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite character actors.
He's so good. So good.
Showed up in Sliders, the TV show Sliders as well. Oh, man. I love that guy.
And you want to talk about great character actors, Seth. Listen to these next ones. Michael Palin is 82 today. Monty Python superstar.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
And kind of the character actor in the Monty Python
That's
guys.
That's true.
Michael was always that tasked with that, playing the clerk or something like that. Yes. Rarely had the great funny line.
No.
But,
no,
oh, God.
He was a good straight man. Yeah, he's very good.
And Lance Henriksen is 85 today. The Android Bishop in the Alien movies. And almost any movie you saw from 1981 to 1991 or 1992.
If you needed a thin, kind of creepy-looking villainy type guy, Lance Henriksen was your guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. He was in so many things.
And we wrap up with one of the greats of country music and oftentimes considered the first lady of country music, Tammy Wynette, born in this day in 1942, passed away in 1998.
Yes, indeed.
One of the things that I've enjoyed about being over on WIRI and doing the Sunrise Show, which you can catch now from 7 to 9.
Two-hour show now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extended, extra-large edition.
Extra-large.
Yes.
I like that.
XXL edition. I was getting to hear people like Tammy Wynette more. And I've heard Stand By Your Man my whole life. I haven't heard her other songs. I didn't realize the range that woman had.
It's pretty remarkable.
She, a lot of the different things that she could mm-hmm. do and just how talented she really, truly was.
Your good girl's going to go bad.
Mm. Oh, God. Some great song titles, too, there.
And that was well delivered. Oh, that was good. We got to get some more, Melissa, here with the news. We got sports and our partner break coming up. And I'm going to try to do this more often. Big shout out to our friend Pete Schwab, who does Nightlight. Mm-hmm. I want to get his entertainment minute in here a little bit more and stuff. Yeah. So we'll be doing that more coming up. With more, and we're going to talk Cinco de Mayo coming up, along with some other fun stuff right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you're all having a good one. You had a great weekend. Mm-hmm. And a happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Yes, that is today.
This has always felt really weird for me to say this to Americans. I have to say, growing up, grew up around a number of different Latin families. And while we had a wonderful Puerto Rican family that was on the same floor as us, mm-hmm. had a Cuban family nearby, a number of these. Every this is a Mexican holiday, mm-hmm. but everybody celebrated. If you were Latin, now you mm-hmm. didn't celebrate this. Maybe swinging a Mexican flag like a lot of the Mexican friends we had yep. and stuff. But it was celebrated by everybody because this holiday has taken on a bit of a North America vibe,
right? More universal, right?
Yeah. Because even in Canada, they celebrate this a little bit, and that kicks off some of my random fun facts about Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, cool.
I'm not going to take time to tell you that it is not Mexico's Independence Day. I would hope by now that you know that. And if you don't, that's on you.
Right. They've been celebrating for centuries. Yeah, you should know, right?
At a certain point with certain information, can't we just do that now? Like, yeah. I mean, if you haven't taken the time to know that, that's more on you than it is anybody else. This information has been talked about since we were kids. Yes. Hey, did you know that Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day? Like, I mean, come on. That's by now, I would like to think everybody knows that. I've already spent more time than I wanted to. What I do want to focus on is you may have heard that this was, of course, the Mexico's victory over the French in the Battle of Pueblo in mm-hmm. from 1862.
Okay.
What is not talked about enough of this is how David and Goliath this is.
Oh, right.
That yep. the Mexican people banded together for this, that they mm-hmm. don't have an army, traditional right. army or anything like that. You're talking about not just a young country at the time in some ways, yep. but a country that was very divided itself mm-hmm. and very beaten up itself when the French thought that they could take advantage of this.
Right.
And there is a parallel universe where Mexico is got a French in pronunciation
right.
and everything. That's what was at stake here. Mm-hmm. And these people came together with sticks and stones, essentially, and beat guns and bullets. It's one of the greatest war stories of all time. If you are interested in these things, if you're interested in North American history, mm. if you just love seeing the little guy win, like, there's a lot to celebrate about this mm-hmm. day that I think Americans can take some from. And certainly interested. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're wondering, if you're ever curious about why we celebrate this so heavy in this state, for one, obviously, we have a lot of Mexican influence and a lot mm-hmm. of Mexican people that have transported over here, come over here, and become American citizens.
That's right.
While also Franklin D. Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. President Franklin D. Roosevelt's good neighbor policy helped popularize Cinco de Mayo in the United States way back in the 1930s.
Oh, wow.
This is a bit of,
that's longer than I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a more recent thing. My goodness.
Good neighbor policy. We should yes. bring that back.
Yeah, uh-huh. shouldn't we? I agree.
Yeah, the current administration's been just like dusting off like stuff from the 17 and 18 or the 1800s yeah. and everything. Well, here's one that we would they
right
could
from
dust
the 30s.
Off. Yeah, first it's a brand new one. Yeah. It's a newer one. Compared to some of that stuff. But a shout out to the Roosevelts. I say that because any chance I get. Just a big fan.
Right.
Big fan. And that is pretty cool, I thought.
That is very cool, yeah. That was a really interesting
one. Mm-hmm. So, in a new poll, 39% of Americans say it's Mexico's Independence Day. Okay. 26% say it's a celebration of Mexican-American culture, and 13% say it's just a fun excuse to drink, and another 13% admit that they have no clue what it's about.
Well, at least they admitted it. At least they...
Yeah. Yeah. Now, just 10% of people know the correct answer. Cinco de Mayo annually commemorates the Mexican victory over the French.
Right.
And the battle itself was not a major strategic win, and the French took control of Mexico 2 years later, but it was a major moral boost for the Mexican resistance mm-hmm. and led to where they would eventually have that independence.
They they would, right.
Mm-hmm. Back to the polls. 70% of Americans plan to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and most plan to do it eating Mexican food, drinking margaritas, or sipping a Mexican beer.
There you go.
70%.
That's impressive. That's a chunk, man.
You know, I mean, do we really need an excuse to eat Mexican food? No. Do we want one? Yes.
Sure. We should eat Mexican food today.
Got Mother's Day.
We have to. We almost have to.
That's right.
We have Mother's Day right around the corner, and one of the more popular things every mother is going to have to hear is a guy come up to them and stick their chest out and say, you know, every day should be Mother's Day.
But enough about your life, James.
And it should be. And yes, I'm trying to get points. But to Melissa's point, I think that we kind of do this already. We do this with Cinco de Mayo, where we do celebrate Mexican culture all the time.
We do.
It's not even just in our food or our drinks, but our entertainment, our sports teams. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of this. So I think the one thing that a lot of people are looking at with the NFL, and certainly they're trying so hard to build a European team. I would think it's more likely having a team in Mexico, mm-hmm. or something like that. I've never understood why baseball and football don't, or baseball and basketball don't do this. They got teams in Canada. Why not put a team in Mexico? I think that would be a smart thing. A smart play.
Well, especially with baseball, they already have a huge Latin influence in the game. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's a no brainer.
Right there for you and everything. So by the way, Google Trends put out a map of the most searched Cinco de Mayo cocktails. The Western and Southeastern states were looking up margaritas. Mm-hmm. Middle America was searching for Michael's or Micheldas. Micheladas.
No.
Yeah. The Midwest was mostly searching for pina coladas.
Ooh, pina coladas are good. I haven't had one in a long time.
Sucker for a pina colada. Yeah, yeah. I will also say I've been enjoying a lot of the May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo like combined kind of things. There's some people. Like,
I've seen that. Yes,
putting Star Wars and Cinco de Mayo together.
Together, yeah, makes sense.
I'm enjoying that. Yes, that's fun. That's fun.
2 days back to back.
Makes sense.
I like the idea of just Yoda with a margarita.
Yeah.
I just like that.
And I know it's kind of a cliche, but a sombrero. I want to see Yoda in a sombrero. That's what I want to see. Yeah.
Not to drink out there, Seth.
Not to
probably
drink,
is.
Not to drink without an umbrella, is it?
That's pretty good.
I was going to get that joke. That was pretty, I was going to force that.
He was determined.
He was.
Sorry.
It was a pretty good impression. I liked it.
Worked out of the whole week. of course, we go from Cinco de Mayo to the next pope. It is a natural transition. I don't know. I had no segue.
Lots of Mexicans are Catholic. There you go. We'll just do that, right?
Yeah. Yes, I knew there was a segue.
There's a tie there.
The next pope could be revealed this week, and they're going to announce it like a gender reveal party.
The original.
Yes. Yes. Is this where this all started?
Maybe.
Maybe it did. I don't know. That's a good question.
As a side note, everybody, as I mentioned last week, if I do get the nomination here and everything, I might have to leave real quick.
Yes.
I imagine this is one of those, you know, you get the Pope and you're immediately go time. You know, you're already clocked in.
By the way, Melissa has no idea what she missed last week. And
I think I know.
You got an idea now. Yeah. I think James will look great in the robes. I think he looked great in the robes.
She's put up with my humor long enough to see where this is going. Yes. Poor thing. Poor thing. Senior members of the Catholic Church will gather on Wednesday for a conclave to determine the next pope. There are 135 cardinal electors, and the deliberations happen in secret behind locked doors. Mm-hmm. A successor for Pope Francis needs a two-thirds majority, and the only way the world will know that a new pope has been chosen is through smoke signals.
Right.
Vatican,
famous smoke signals.
Yeah, I don't know. I know this isn't my faith, and I don't want any of this to sound, you know, bad in any way. I say it with nothing but respect and everything. Mm-hmm. But I love that we still do this, that this is still how this is done in 2025. I think that's very
old
cool.
Traditions.
Right.
Yeah. Vatican workers attached a special chimney atop the Sistine Chapel this past Friday. Mm. With each vote, they'll burn their ballots in a stove.
They only put that up, that chimney up for when it's not there all the time? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Oh, wow. No idea that. That's cool.
I remember my Nana telling me about this when I was a little kid, but not that part or any of these details. I don't know if she knew any of that.
That's neat.
If black smoke comes out of the chimney, the Cardinals aren't in agreement and will need to vote again.
Mm-hmm.
Once white smoke can be seen from the chimney, it signals to the public that the Roman Catholic Church has a new leader.
Wow.
There is no need for pink smoke because the next pope cannot be a woman. Just thought I'd mention that.
They could mix it up a little bit now. They could do different colors.
It was my tacky, unfunny way of trying to mention this, as I would mention that Jews don't do this either. One of my problems with my faith is that if you're a woman, the strongest human beings I've ever met in my life, two of them are women, mm-hmm. Jewish women, mm-hmm. and they are not allowed to be rabbis, and that makes no sense to me. Just throwing that out there. It's unclear how long the process will take. The conclave holds two rounds of voting each morning and another two in the afternoon until they reach a consensus. All the conclaves over the past century have ended in under 4 days.
Okay. Francis
was elected at the end of the conclave, second day in 2013.
Wow, that was that long ago.
It was.
Wow.
Was it really?
I didn't realize he was over a decade. Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm.
Was he?
Yeah. It's hard.
That seems a lot longer than
than you remember? Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I wonder if that's a typo, because that doesn't seem right. But regardless, very missed. I don't say this, again, from any religious angle or anything, just as somebody who, what little I got to know of that person, mm-hmm. read of that person, and seen interviews and everything, somebody I very much respected.
Me too.
And appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I, big shoes to fill. Jesuit pope.
That's right. First from the New World. So, quote unquote, New World, yes.
And first Latin American pope.
Yes, that is correct. He had a lot of firsts. He did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. NPR is reporting that he was elected in 2013.
So. Okay. Oh, that must be right. Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
It was that long. Yeah. That is crazy. Anyway.
Interesting. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show. Hello. Well, I think we all have really good voices for radio, too. Thank you. That's very nice. It's nice
kind
to start
of why on. We're on the air.
You guys heard that, too, right? I don't know if our listeners were able to hear that signal. It was a little funny. But
you've been able to use that gag in a while.
Apparently, we have great voices for radio. That's really nice. That's really nice. We will take a quick time out, come back, and have some more fun. I'm talking a little wedding season when we get back.
All right.
That's coming up for you on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great morning out there.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany sure is.
Awesome.
Mega Block? What was that?
Omega Block.
Omega Block. I got to look up what that is.
It's a great term. Yeah.
Meteorology term.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun one.
Think of all the good terms.
We want to talk about IDs in a sec. Wedding season in a second here, everybody. But first, I wanted to get to this story of the TSA. Has been warning everyone that they need to get a real ID for years, and this mm-hmm. time they're serious.
Okay.
The TSA says that if you don't have a real ID by Wednesday, you better get to the airport at least 3 hours early. Because you will be subject to delays and additional screening, and even then you might not be cleared to fly.
Oh, wow.
A, quote, real ID is a driver's license. Driver's license has a star in the top right corner, mm-hmm. and it shows that you've verified your identity with additional documents.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Starting Wednesday, a regular old driver's license will no longer be enough to board a flight. If you don't have a real ID, you'll need a U.S. passport or global entry or Nexus or a permanent resident card, a boarding crossing card, a foreign government issued passport, or a veteran health ID card.
Whew.
If you don't have one of those, get to the airport as early as you can and bring as many other IDs with your photo as you can find. If you can bring the doctor who delivered you and they can prove it, I don't know that we're going to need this yet, but we're probably a couple months away from that.
We're getting close. We're getting close.
You may need to bring up, I don't know, find an exorcist or somebody and have ghosts of your mm-hmm. ancestors that were born in this country so you can prove that you're from this country. I don't know what's going to be required of us coming up in the next couple months, but
right.
get ready. I would say
my parents have had to deal with this. My mom had to do, I can't remember what it was, but she needed to prove her name. My parents have been married for over 50 years and they had a copy of their wedding certificate, you know, the legal document. They would not accept it. they had to go back to the county they were married in to get a real, you know, a certified copy, even though the one that they've had has been worked fine for 50 years. Now they had to get one from, you know, it's like, I mean, seriously, this is, and I'm not, I mean, we're talking, you know, white as white people. I'm sorry to put it that way, but that, you know, still have an issue with that. So that's kind of what we're looking at here, folks.
Mm-hmm. I have things to say, but I probably shouldn't say them.
Oh, I don't know. That's part of why I brought the topic up. I mean, not just know my audience, but know my teammates.
Yeah.
If you don't, I will, Melissa.
No, I just, it's an effort to disenfranchise voters, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, women are not going to be able to there are so many people, and not just women, but it's going to land heavier on women to prove their identity because their name on, if they've been married or have changed their name at any point in their lives, their name now does not match the name on their birth certificate.
That's right.
Mine doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and I do have a passport and I have a real ID, so maybe I'm safe, but those things cost, the passport costs a lot of money.
It does.
And a lot of effort.
It does.
To get one.
Mm-hmm.
And the real ID doesn't cost, you know, any more than getting a new driver's license, but you do have to have that, initial or additional documentation
That's
to
correct.
Prove you are who you say you are. And a lot of people don't have access to those documents or time, money, and energy to get them. And it's an outrageous impingement on our rights and freedoms as Americans.
Exactly. You got it.
And this is something that probably would have been discussed if you take time to let these things roll out, if you work with people and talk to people behind the scenes before you bring it to the American people and you know, figure out what was the best way to do this. You're not going to find anybody who does not want violent illegal immigrants out of their country. No matter what country we're talking about, USA is no different. That's what's happening here is you're casting such a wide net that you are getting barely any of these people, because guess what? Those individuals have been coming to this country since the beginning of this country because they're good at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stop that? You don't do it by casting the widest net of all nets and just hoping you get a couple of fish.
Right.
That's not how smart fishermen fish. It's not smart. It's not good business. And all you're doing is hurting people. What you do is you're strategic about this. Whether you're the FBI, the CIA, or any other government affiliation, they have worked at this for decades to get this stuff down and be good at this. So they are not just wide spraying and just throwing an umbrella on 1,000 Americans or anything like that, but individuals and focusing in on the actual people that need to be, because they take their time to do these things.
Right.
They do their homework. They do their research. When you don't do that, when it's about you and your administration getting your name out there, because it's got to be about him and getting his name out there, everybody's seeing that and give him an attention. And this is a child that needs attention over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's got to be about him and his administration and his power. And thus you have a million mess ups and nothing really getting done. And ask yourself, regardless of if you agree with what I'm saying or not, if you're mad at me or not, all I ask, just ask yourself this. Are you better off?
Mm.
Are things better?
That's a good question.
Is your community safer? I'm not saying the world. I'm talking about your neighborhood. Are things better? Are they getting better? How is your home life? How is your bank account? Are things better? Because that's what we were sold. That's what we were told. And miss me with, he's only been in office for so-and-so time. Every single president in U.S. history has been judged by their first 80 days.
Right.
Every single one. You can tell the rest of their run how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
From their first 80 days. It doesn't change with him. It didn't change the first time he was in it. It's not going to change now. And it didn't change with Biden either.
Okay.
And the way he was judged and looked at over his first 80 days, or Obama or Clinton or Reagan or anybody else.
Right.
What is wrong with looking at the same lenses with him and his administration as we have with every other one? That's all I'm doing, is holding him to the standard that one he sold, and the same standard I have for everybody who is in that position.
Right.
Because you got a job to do. and it is not getting done. All that's getting done right now is the rich are getting richer. Because all those questions I just asked you, if I ask Elon, if I ask Jeff Bezos, if I ask those guys, they are loving this. They are in heaven right now. Everything's going up, coming up roses for them. How about for you?
It's a good question.
Wedding season. No segue. Or maybe a segue.
I don't know.
Maybe that is a segue. I don't know.
Well, name change then, yeah.
According to one report, when it comes to wedding season, the average single person should expect to spend $461 to attend a wedding.
To attend a wedding? Oh, my gosh.
You got to have something to wear. You got to travel.
Yeah, there's food, depends on where it is.
Costs involved in traveling. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, you got to buy a present. So, there's hotel accommodations.
Okay, all right.
For a couple, it's about $550 that you'll spend on a wedding. That's more because you need attire for two people and all that.
Right, right.
On average, men's attire costs about $333, mostly for nice shoes, they say. A woman's outfit costs about $314.
Okay.
They estimate travel at $80, accommodations at $145. That must include, like, you know, room and board.
Yeah.
And a wedding gift at $150.
$145?
$145 for accommodations.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the cost of a hotel room, guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, depending on where you're at. Yeah.
So that's just the hotel room.
Not talking about food, right?
And if you're being invited to multiple weddings, you don't need new clothes for each one. The average woman can get three weddings out of one outfit, while the average man can get five weddings out of his.
Forget that. I can get 100 weddings out of my outfit.
Just wear the same thing for every wedding. Men's clothes don't vary that much.
It's true.
So. Yeah,
it's true.
That being said, the only weddings I go to now are my kids' weddings. And, the last one I went to was Bria's. And the next one I have coming up in October is my youngest, Isabel's. I'm not wearing the same suit.
You're not?
Those pictures are forever, man. Like, I'm not having those two comparing pictures and everything. Hey, did you notice Dad had the same suit and tie on in both ones? Like, maybe if they were the next day, but I don't know. I have nothing to base this on. There's no anybody telling me this
guidebook
or fashion trend or anything. This is just me.
I got it for you, James. Right here. This is what you tell him. He can wear the same suit, and everyone will be fine. He's saying, "Well, I love you equally, so I figured I had to wear the exact same outfit for each of you because I love you equally."
Well played, sir.
Although I will play the devil's advocate here and say,
no,
you as father of the bride or groom, you get to have a different outfit because
that's true.
You're not just an attendee. You are part of the wedding party.
Yeah, that is very correct.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's true.
The average adult American attends two weddings per year.
Okay.
Wow.
That sounds about right, yeah.
It's even more expensive if you're in the wedding. A single member of the bridal or groom party can expect to spend over $2,000 to attend both the wedding and a bachelor or bachelorette party.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, whatever.
And if it's your wedding, you should expect to cost you about $232 per guest. The average wedding has about 115 guests, so that's going to put you at about $26,000 in the hole.
No.
Jeez Louise.
And I feel like we could have, right there, what Melissa just did. No.
No.
Yeah.
I refuse. I refuse.
I'm with you on this one. I'm a foolish romantic. I will always be, but there are certain things.
But then
things
there's money. When you involve money, come on.
Man. In a perfect world, sure. If we're talking about, WRCT's final play next year, The Father of the Bride or something like that, sure. Let's spend. It's the studio's money. It ain't ours.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead and make a big budget film and all that. Mm-hmm. We're talking real life. I mean, I don't know.
Like, $26,000, you could put that towards a house.
Yeah. You buy a car or two.
I would almost rather hear a couple talking about this and being like, you know what? We could spend that on our honeymoon.
Yeah, like, right. Exactly.
I'd rather them have a great honeymoon than, day is all about them anyway.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And I don't take nothing away from grandparents getting to see their nieces and nephews married and those beautiful moments and all that. But really, at the end of the day, it's about these two beginning a brand new journey together. I'd rather see them spend it on a house or a car or even a honeymoon.
Get your life ready.
Yeah, and I also don't begrudge anybody who can afford that and wants that and wants to have that 100%. Day. Good on them.
No,
have it. That's
no, you're wrong. You're wrong.
You want to share that? No, they want to share that with their family and friends, and they want that experience. And I say, great, go ahead. Your next wedding, don't do that.
You get one. And that's it.
Yep.
You get one.
I love the idea of just assuming that everybody from now that on too. Is going to have two weddings.
I love
weddings.
That too, yeah.
Everybody's
I caught
gonna,
that.
Everybody's going to have at least two. Oh, that romantic heart of mine is laughing. That's good. That's good. This is a real fun first hour and a great chance. Great having the team back together here. We got a great 10 o'clock hour coming up, everybody. It'll kick off the way we like it to on a Monday with the kitchens open. Beth Hadhager will be sitting in with us in just a few. We'll have some entertainment news and plenty more coming up for you right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.